This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. The cabinet, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved conferring the status of classical language to Marathi, Pali, Prakrit, Assamese and Bengali. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "The government cherishes and celebrates India's rich history and culture." He emphasized that the government is unwavering in its commitment to promoting regional languages which reflect India's vibrant diversity. The Union Cabinet has approved a productivity-linked bonus equivalent to 78 days' wages for over 11,72,000 railway employees. The bonus amount totals to 2,029 crore rupees. Briefing the media after the meeting, Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnav, said the bonus serves as an incentive to motivate railway employees to improve the railway's performance. The cabinet also approved the signing of a letter of intent enabling India to join the International Energy Efficiency Hub, a global platform dedicated to fostering collaboration and promoting energy efficiency. The Union Cabinet has approved the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Krishi Vikas Yojana to promote sustainable agriculture, along with Krishonnati Yojana to achieve food security and agricultural self-sufficiency. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the decisions are aimed at increasing farmers' income and ensuring food security for the middle class. The government also approved the National Mission on Edible Oils, Oil Seeds, NMEO Oil Seeds for 2024-25 to 2030-31 with an outlay of 10,103 crore rupees. The mission aims to make India self-reliant in oilseed production within the next 7 years. In addition, the cabinet approved phase 2 of the Chennai Metro Rail project comprising 3 corridors. The approved lines will span a total length of 119 kilometers with 128 stations. Once phase 2 is operational, Chennai will have a metro rail network of 173 kilometers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the people of Chennai and Tamil Nadu on the cabinet's approval, saying the decision will ease traffic, promote sustainability and spur economic growth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the Kautilya Economic Conclave in New Delhi this evening. The third edition of the conclave will be held from today until the 6th of October. This year's event will focus on themes such as financing the green transition, geo-economic fragmentation and its implications for growth and principles for policy action to preserve resilience, among others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tribute to the revolutionary freedom fighter Shyamji Krishna Verma on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted Shyamji Krishna Verma's unwavering spirit and dedication to the nation, emphasizing that his legacy will continue to inspire generations. At least 10 people have been killed and 3 injured in a road accident in Mirzapur district of Uttar Pradesh in the wee hours today. The incident took place near Mirza Murad on Mirzapur-Varanasi border when a truck collided with a tractor trolley. All arrangements have been made for the assembly elections in Haryana, where the single-phase election for the 90-member assembly will be held tomorrow. A total of 1,031 candidates are in the fray, including 930 males and 101 females. Haryana's chief electoral officer, Pankaj Agarwal, said 464 of the candidates are independents. India, Nepal and Bangladesh have signed a trilateral agreement to export 40 megawatts of electricity from Nepal to Bangladesh via India's power grid. The agreement, signed in Kathmandu yesterday, enables Nepal to sell electricity to Bangladesh for the first time. Nepal had previously been exporting electricity only to India. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will begin an official visit to Sri Lanka today, during which he will meet with the Sri Lankan leadership. And in cricket, Harmanpreet Kaur-led India will begin their Women's T20 World Cup 2024 campaign against Sophie Devine's New Zealand in Dubai this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.